Lesson 27, Helaman and the 2,000 Warriors. Purpose, to teach the children that following the examples and teachings of righteous parents gives us power to defend truth and right. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Alma chapter 53, verses 10 through 23, and chapter 56, verse 1 through chapter 58, verse 27. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 5, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, Alma chapter 24. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. Pictures 4-33, the Anti-Nephi Lehis Burying Their Swords. Gospel Art Picture Kit 311, number 62565. And 4-40, 2,000 Young Warriors. Gospel Art Picture Kit 313, number 62050. Suggested Lesson Development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention Activity. Display the picture, the Anti-Nephi Lehis Burying Their Swords. Remind the children that they learned about these great people a few weeks ago. See Lesson 19. Ask the children the following questions. Who were the Anti-Nephi Lehis? Why did they bury their swords? Have a child read Alma chapter 24, verse 19. Alma chapter 24, verse 19. Explain that the Anti-Nephi Lehis set a wonderful example for their children. Invite the children to share examples of important principles, such as honesty, kindness, paying tithing, keeping the Sabbath day holy, and so on, that they have learned from their parents, and how obedience to those principles has blessed them. Explain that Heavenly Father gave us parents to love, teach, and guide us through our lives. Explain that during this lesson, the children will learn how the 2,000 young warriors who were the sons of the Anti-Nephi Lehis used the teachings and examples of their righteous parents to keep their covenant to defend their freedom. Note, if any of the children are being raised by grandparents, relatives, or others, adjust the lesson to include their important influence. Scripture account. Using the pictures at appropriate times, teach the children the account of Helaman and the 2,000 young warriors from Alma chapter 53 and 56 through 58. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Emphasize how these young men followed the teachings of their parents and were preserved in battle. Page 97. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures.
What covenant had the parents of the 2,000 young warriors made? Why did they think about breaking this covenant? Alma chapter 53, verse 13. Why did Helaman not want the Anti-Nephi Lehis to fight the Lamanites? Alma chapter 53, verses 14 and 15. Why is it so important to keep our covenants? Why did the 2,000 young men decide to fight? Alma chapter 53, verse 16. What did these young warriors covenant to fight for? Alma chapter 53, verse 17. What were these young men like? Alma chapter 53, verses 20 and 21. What does it mean to be true at all times in whatsoever thing you are entrusted? What are some of the ways you can be true and walk uprightly before the Lord? How did the fathers help their sons without breaking their covenant not to fight? Alma chapter 56, verse 27. What are some of the ways your parents give you support? What did Helaman tell Moroni about the strength and courage of these young warriors? Alma, chapter 56, verse 45. What had their mothers taught them? Alma, chapter 56, verses 46 through 48. Why were they not afraid of death? How are your parents trying to prepare you to have the courage and faith to meet challenges? What gave the 2,000 young warriors strength and courage in battle? Alma chapter 57, verses 26 and 27. Alma chapter 58, verses 39 and 40. How did these warriors follow Helaman? Alma chapter 57, verse 21. What does it mean to follow with exactness? Why is it important to follow the counsel of your leaders and parents with exactness? What did the 2,000 young warriors do when they needed strength? Alma chapter 58, verse 10. How was their prayer answered? Alma chapter 58, verse 11. Invite class members to share experiences when they or family members have been prompted by the Holy Ghost. How was the great faith and courage of these young men rewarded? Alma chapter 56, verse 56. Alma chapter 57, verse 25. Refer also to Alma chapter 58, verse 39. What power saved them from death? Alma chapter 57, verses 26 and 27, and Alma chapter 58, verse 40. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Make a copy of the handout on page 99 of the ink print edition for each of the children to take home. There are 4 duplicate pictures of the warriors on the page. The caption reads, "They are young, and their minds are firm, and they do put their trust in God continually." Alma chapter 57, verse 27. 2. Let children volunteer to complete the following statements. I can be like the young warriors by how I blank. I can be like the young warriors by remembering that my parents taught me to blank. Page 98. I most admire blank about the young warriors. My favorite part of the account of the 2,000 young warriors is blank. 3. Encourage the children to mark in their scriptures some of their favorite verses about the 2,000 young warriors. They may want to choose from some of the following examples. Alma chapter 53, verse 20 and 21. Alma chapter 56, verses 45 through 48. Alma chapter 57, verse 21, and verses 25 through 27. Alma chapter 58, verses 10 and 11. And Alma chapter 58, verses 39 and 40. 4. Help the children memorize the fifth commandment. See Mosiah chapter 13, verse 20. 5. Sing or read the words to "We'll Bring the World His Truth," Children's Songbook, page 172. You may also use "Dare to Do Right," Children's Songbook, page 158, or Book of Mormon Stories, Children's Songbook, page 118, verse 6. Conclusion. Testimony. Share your testimony of the blessings that come through following the righteous teachings and examples of our parents. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Alma chapter 53, verses 16 through 21. Alma chapter 56, verses 45 through 48, and Alma chapter 57, verses 25 through 27, at home, as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 27, Helaman and the 2,000 Warriors.